Armadoxy for today. Untime. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. The words of the author of Ecclesiastes. Nature has its rules. You are born and one day you will die. Sometimes, however, time does not play by nature's rules, and children are the casualty. Appropriately, we refer to the death of children as untimely. As a priest in the ministry for over 40 years, sadly, I have had to officiate at too many funerals for children, while their broken families looked on in disbelief and torment. Even one such funeral would be too many, but illness, accident, now war and intolerance have taken away lives that were just about to begin. And so too many is exactly what you understand it to be, too many. Back in 2006, I was called to officiate the funeral of a 15-year-old boy named Vahakan. Classmates, friends, relatives, and just people who knew him or his family packed our church in Hollywood. I remember the enormity of the crowd, filling the pews, the balcony, the aisles, and even standing outside the windows on Vine Street just to be part of this service. While most people knew or knew of Vahakan in his life, I had the unique vantage point. I got to know Vahakan through the expressions and tears of his loved ones and friends. Each story that was shared that day expressed the love someone had for this young man. It's one thing to love and quite another to be loved. Vahakan was both. He was loved because he loved. And in that love, now I have come to know him. Soon after his death, the family established a charitable foundation in his name, with a specific goal to ensure that Vahakan's passion for music, the arts, laughter, and human joy will continue to flourish in the community he loves so dearly. Every year, the foundation organizes an event, such as a run, 5K walk, or tree planting ceremony. This morning, in a park in Beverly Hills, Vahakan's father remembered his son's words, "There are no big or small stories. They all need to be told." And so he told his son's story. We planted a tree and the area was designated Vahakan Setyan Grove this morning. His father continued to explain that the tree will grow and provide shade to people for years to come, many who will never know Vahakan. And so a story was told. Time stopped. Vahakan will forever be 15. Time continues for new generations who will enjoy the shade of the tree, the beauty of the grove, and the love of Vahakan. Through the years, I have attended the annual gatherings. They are early enough on Sunday mornings so that I've been able to get a 5K walk in and still make it in time for church services. At one of the earlier memorials, they passed out a green rubber bracelet with a simple message from Vahakan: live, love, and laugh. I have worn that bracelet through the years as a daily reminder to live, love, and laugh. A message from this young but big life that had a great impact on so many because he lived, loved, and laughed. This is the period of Advent, a time for preparation for Christmas. We are reminded that on Christmas, a baby, the smallest and most humble of all, was born. He came into this world and told a simple story of love, harmony, and respect. He too lost his life early, and we celebrate his message by living, loving, and laughing. That is, we enjoy our life. We pray today. Heavenly Father, you gave us the gift of life and we are grateful. In preparing for Christmas, instill in our hearts the love of the most simple among all of your creation. May we find the message of hope, faith, and love, and bless our little children always. Amen. We continue the Advent journey tomorrow and look forward to having you join us.